Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning, always a delight, Gail Helms, Executive Director of the Humane Society's Pets for People in the Tyler Smith County area. Good morning, Gail, as
always. Good morning, John.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Sure. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Gail, in your years as Executive Director of Pets for People, the Humane Society's Pets for People, to give out the full title, you've become a pretty conspicuous figure in the community. A lot of people know where you are, but I think the opportunities for you to really get into it deeply and really explain to people some of the ins and outs of what makes your agency operate on a day-in, day-out basis are sometimes lost. So here's another opportunity to get caught up. Let's talk about the Humane Society's Pets for People. Again, as always, just the basics, who you are, what you do.
John, we actually began our operation as the only impoundment facility for city and county back in 1968. And so we have been celebrating, this is our 51st year to be of service to the animals and the people in Smith County. We are now, as of 2010, a selective admission no-kill animal sanctuary. And so we are located off the old Kilgore Highway. We've been there, like I said, for 51 years. And that's our responsibility now, is to find appropriate homes for the animals in our care.
You did become a selected admissions no-kill animal sanctuary in 2010. I do remember that quite clearly. You receive no government funding. It's a donation-based organization. We'll get into that more deeply as the show goes on today. And again, you know, just to emphasize, a no-kill facility. When you made that transition, that was your commitment. There were other agencies that were going to be responsible for any kind of euthanasia, anything of that nature. You just really kind of made major changes to your mission at that point.
We truly did, and it then became the responsibility of city government and county government and all the municipalities in Smith County to take on that responsibility of animal control services.
And it's worked well for you for the last 9 years, I take it.
It has, and it's not to say we haven't had some financial struggles. When we began becoming a no-kill shelter in 2010, we lost about 40% of our revenue, which was generated from the contracts that we had with those municipalities to have the impoundment facilities for their animal control. But it's been the right thing for us to do. And it was a moral decision, and we totally stand behind that.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of municipalities and other agencies, SPCA, for example, they've come a long way since then. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we have right now is a situation that didn't exist as recently as 5 or 10 years ago. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show as well, and how you interact with these agencies and work to the good of all the animals and animal lovers. Mm-hmm. Everybody concerned. Changed your name to Pets for People in 2013 because altogether now love is a four-legged word. tell us what was behind that decision beyond that nice little unison that we just did.
Well, we wanted to really have a name that would really explain what we were about. And so we just felt like because love is a four-legged word was very appropriate, because we're there to pair people with the appropriate dog or cat and make that a love bond and for them to be able to have a wonderful relationship with those animals.
And that is Pets for F-U-R People. And as luck would have it, your website is petsforpeople.org. In case people want to check out the website and your Facebook page, your social media, which I'm sure a lot of people want to do and are doing every single day, and I'm sure it really has worked to your benefit. Address is officially 1823 County Road 386 in Tyler. Probably better to say it is, as you mentioned before, just off the Kilgore Highway and let them Google map it from there. But that's the address, 1823 County Road 386 in Tyler. Phone number is 903-597-2471. You have a number of community outreach programs that we want to get into right now, and specifically Meals for Peoples and a partnership you have with the Salvation Army as well.
Yes, and we started the Meals for Pets program a number of years ago, partnership with Meals on Wheels. We discovered that a lot of the people that were clients of Meals on Wheels had small house pets, dogs and cats, and they were sharing their food with the dogs and cats in their household, which then prevented those people from being able to have the nutritional meals that they needed every day. So we are blessed to have a surplus of dog food and cat food. So, and that's where our volunteers really come into play as far as helping us repackage that dry dog food and cat food into smaller containers. And then we take that to Meals on Wheels. And then those clients have been identified, and the volunteers then, when they are delivering the human food, they're delivering the cat and dog food to those clients as well. So we feel like that's a real service to the community. Some of these people don't really have anybody else that they interact with unless it's Meals on Wheels volunteers. And so to be able to keep that dog or cat in the household and them to have proper nutrition, we felt like was very, very important for the well-being of the animals and the people too.
You bet. Meals for Pets, partnership with Meals on Wheels, serving 260 people in six counties now. So a lot of folks taking advantage of this. We're talking to Gail Helms, Executive Director of Pets for People, the Humane Society's Pets for People in Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And pet food for dogs and cats also distributed through the Salvation Army in Tyler.
Yes, yeah. The Salvation Army doesn't have appropriate facilities to have someone who comes in with a pet to stay there. So sometimes they are going to be around that area and they need the dog food or cat food, and these are more of the transient people who are on their way somewhere, and so we make that food available to them as well. So, you know, we just believe in sharing the wealth. If we have donations that we can share, then that's what we feel like we need to do.
Now the agency Pets for People that you represent, that you're the executive director of, is really just about caring for animals until such time as they are able to find adoption? Or is there a fostering piece to that as well?
No, there's really not.
Really not.
And that's
just adoption.
Where the SPCA really plays a part in animal welfare here in our community, is that they really are foster-based and do a wonderful job at that. But for us, we want people to come to the facility, spend some time with these animals, and then make the decision if that's going to be the right animal for them to adopt.
And until that time, you just take care of them. And
we
I take it there's a limit to the number of animals that you can take in, because there's only so much you can do.
Right. And we have indoor-outdoor kennels. So for us, 75 dogs is about our max, and then about 30 cats is the max as well. So, you know, we have to be selective. And being a nonprofit, any kind of medical care for these animals above and beyond their spay and neuter and their vaccinations and all, you know, is it costs us money. So we try to be selective. There are some animals that we take that we feel like may need some TLC and a little bit of extra care. But once we get them back rehabilitated and can find homes for them, then that's what we also like to do. But for us, it's selective admission. We want an animal when it comes in to be ready for adoption, because we have to remember, even though we are a humane society, we are a business. And so we can't have, we're not there to warehouse animals for their whole life. And so our responsibility is to get these animals, place them in the best appropriate home, and then that just leaves room for the next round to come in for us to also find homes for them too.
Very well explained. I'm glad you brought up the SPCA. We'll talk about them a little later on in the show, as well as what the city and county have done that they weren't doing a few years ago to take care of animals. Right now we move on to adoption opportunities. I think last time we visited, a little over a year ago, same prices as back then. Dogs, $175, cats, $150, and for some people that might seem like a lot of money, but I'm sure it's a real bargain. Just tell us a little bit about how the adoption process works and the things included in the adoption package.
When someone comes in to adopt an animal, they can be sure that the animal, if it's old enough, has been spay or neutered, that it's vaccinated for all of its vaccinations, including rabies. It's microchipped for identification. We're going to give them a starter bag of dog food. We're going to our cat food. And then we're going to give them, if it's a dog, a collar and a leash. So it's pretty much dispatch a turnkey. When someone brings an animal in to surrender, they're going to be tested. The puppies will be tested for parvo and coccidia. The cats will be tested for feline leukemia. So within reason, you're going to be getting an animal that's been totally vetted and is healthy and just waiting for a forever home.
Okay. Did we mention microchipping as well?
Yes.
I think you did mention that. That's very important. Again, just within the lives of many of us, that didn't even exist. So that's something that's just really been a big help.
Yeah, and people need to also remember that if you move, if you have a telephone number change, you need to keep that information updated, because sometimes that's going to be the only resource that people have to get their animals back if they're picked up by animal control or just an individual. So that's very important. And also the tag on the collar of a dog or cat, keep that information updated so they can be contacted and get those animals back home.
Sure thing. Gail Helms, Executive Director of the Humane Society's Pets for People, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. A little bit of contact information again. You can go to petsforpeople.org. That's petsforpeople.org, the website, and plenty of social media opportunities on there as well. 1823 County Road 386 in Tyler. That's just off the Kilgore Highway, and the phone number is 903-597-2471. Services offered just beyond the adoption opportunities, microchipping, dog boarding, animal surrender, there are several that you wanted to spotlight this morning.
Yeah, and we also have a perpetual care cemetery.
Sure.
And then we also provide some basic, we call it Healthy Pet Paws health program, and so we can do some just really basic vaccinations. We can't do rabies there, but we can do the other vaccinations. So we're there to try to help people find opportunities to have their animals, but keep them safe, keep them healthy. And so if we can provide those services to the public, that's what we want to do. But most of all, if you're going to look on the website for animals that are available for adoption, you need to check the website, see what we have available for adoption, then come out and do a one-on-one visit with these animals.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is click the mouse, and it's right there. I know that there is a special page with pictures of all the animals you have available for adoption. Very easy to do. Getting back to services offered here in just a little more detail, microchipping is $25. And this is, again, outside the auspices of, we were talking about microchipping a minute ago as part of the adoption package, but you can also just come in and get your animal microchip.
Yeah.
$25?
Yes. It's people maybe not be aware of how it's done, but it's just a small little, if you want to say like about the size of a little rice kernel, mm-hmm. that's just implanted between their shoulder blades, and it's got all the basic information as far as contact information on the animals. And so it becomes, a real valuable asset for getting these animals back home, because we know whether the weather is bad or whether there's thunderstorms or there's 4th of July celebrations, whatever, or just running out the front door or the back door, it's so easy for these animals to get loose. And then they can't make a phone call home, so mm-hmm. we have to provide them with as much information as possible to get them back home.
Okay, let's just kind of run down the laundry list here. Dog boarding, how's that work?
We have boarding for the public, small dogs and large dogs, and it's $20 a night, and we feel like we are really good at taking care of animals, and so we have a lot of alumni who had a positive experience with us, and then they bring their animals back there, and we really do it just for dogs. So they're going to have indoor-outdoor kennels, they're going to have lots of TLC, and so it works real well for us. We probably have about 15 dogs a month that we board, and it's just an extra source of revenue for us.
All righty. Animal surrender. We discussed this a moment ago, and I know you have to be selective. Anything else you'd care to tell us about how animal surrender works and what people need to know?
If we are unable to take an animal because it doesn't fit our criteria of at least 6 weeks old, and we now are taking animals over 5 years of age, sometimes we're even taking as much as 10 or 11 years old, then we can provide them with resources, if we're not able to help them, to help them solve the problem they have of rehoming an animal.
Okay, and then you have a lost and found service, of course.
We do. Mm-hmm. And we have the resources on our website, and now with social media, it makes it so much more successful for people who have lost or found an animal to find the owner.
All righty. And you mentioned the Perpetual Care Cemetery. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of people who maybe are more transient or who live in an apartment, and if they lose their pet, they've got no place to bury it. And so we have a cemetery there, and it's $350 for the plot and a nice granite headstone. So it's a nice thing that we can do just for the pets.
Sure thing. We talked about the internet, and we'll go ahead and give out some contact information again while we're at it. PetsForPeople.org is the website, and 903-597-2471 is the phone number. We did briefly mention social media. You really want people to like you on Facebook. Want to talk about that a little bit?
And to share the information, we post on Facebook all of our adoptions, as well as the newcomers, the dogs and cats who come in. And we have probably nearly 20,000 people who follow us on Facebook, which I think is great. And we have a lot of success stories that we post. We try to make it a real happy, fun Facebook page to follow. And we love posting those. We love posting the updates on the animals that are adopted from us. So it's Pets for People, and you can check that and then just share the information, gets the word out about us.
Sure thing. Gail Helms, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Gail, the executive director of the Humane Society's Pets for People. And now we talk about money, the money. And we'll also talk a little later about some of the other donations that you need to keep yourselves going on a day in, day out basis. You have a fundraiser, and this concept is getting to be more popular, and now you've picked it up. There is a Bark, Sit, and Stay at Home No-Go Gala. Tell us about that and how it works.
Isn't that clever?
I think so.
Well, I think in a town our size and with so many nonprofits trying to raise funds for their purposes, that there's an overabundance of galas that happen every year. And so we feel like a lot of the other nonprofits, that having a no-go gala where you can stay at home, but you can purchase a ticket not to go to a gala, but to be able to stay at home, but still support the charity. So our no-go gala tickets are $125, and you can call us, you can go online to make that donation, or we send out about 750 invitations, and so we're already getting a real good response on that. It's just a way for us to raise money to keep our doors open, because it's just for us, our operating budget is about $450,000 a year, and people say, oh my Lord, how do you have to have that much money? But we've got 3 acres. We have 9 full-time employees, and it's just a business that we have to run, because everything is spayed, neutered, vaccinated. We have dog food and cat food that we feed them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. That is the same dog food and cat food to keep their little tummies from being upset. So there's a lot that goes into it, as well as your insurance and all of that and utilities. So it just takes a lot of money to keep this facility up and running.
Okay, and that No-Go Gala is going on as we speak. They can go online to Pets for People, that's FURPeople.org, and pretty much take it from there, or they can call you at 903-597-2471, and that's going on right now.
Yeah, and it's tax-deductible donations.
Okay, yeah. Is there any kind of a wrap-up date? Do you have any kind of a fundraising goal for it?
We're saying December the 14th, and we're hoping to raise $70,000, and what that does is pay for all of the medical, all of the supplies for the animals, everything that has to do with the animals. It costs us about $70,000 a year to maintain the health of all the animals there at the shelter.
Mm-hmm. I got to compliment you. I'm looking at a little card or flyer for the Bark, Sit, and Stay at Home No-Go Gala. Folks, some of these animals, mighty hard to resist. Take a look at them. I'm sure some of these ones that I'm looking at right now, you can see pictures of online. The little kitty cat with his or her head cocked a little bit to the side. Sometimes I think they know more than we give them credit for. But
there's no question, John. Yeah.
I don't know. Just go online, see if you can resist the urge to adopt some of these animals who need a forever home, and we'll just kind of leave it at that for now. Bring it up again later on in the show, but again, the Bark, Sit, and Stay at Home No-Go Gala for the Humane Society's Pets for People going on right now. Other ways that people can support you, volunteer opportunities. What kind of volunteer opportunities you got?
We really like for people to come out and interact with the animals, to socialize the animals, to walk them. We also have fundraisers that we need volunteers for. You know, it's for us, it's like having a large home that needs all sorts of help. So if you like to work in the garden, if you like to do some painting, if you like to do some repairs, I think once people come out and volunteer, they can kind of find their niche and see where they think they'll fit in best. And sometimes it takes a time or two to come out, but and find out what you really are comfortable doing. We have volunteer orientation once a quarter, and that's coming up on Saturday, December the 7th from 2 to 4 there at the shelter. And you can go online and complete that volunteer application. And it really is just for us to have a record of who you are and how we can get in touch with you. But it's a win-win situation for people to be able to come out. And I think you can't get a feel for any organization unless you spend a little time there and see the internal workings of those organizations.
Sure thing. And the organization we're talking about today, the Humane Society's Pets for People, located just outside Tyler, longtime executive director Gail Helms, our guest this morning on In Focus, and I'm John Sims. Check the website, petsforpeople.org, for supplies that you need.
We need a lot of household cleaning products. We always are looking for bleach, for paper towels, for we also now are looking for Kong toys for the dogs, because we really want to enrich their lives while they're there at the shelter. So to have a toy to play with in their kennels is very important. We don't use little stuffed toys. We found out that the dogs love to shred and eat those, then we have medical issues with that too. So Kongs are pretty indestructible, so we always are in need of those, but primarily it's the paper towels. We also can use cat litter. We can use a certain kind of dog food and cat food, and all those are listed on the website under donations, and there's a list of supplies that we're always in need of, as well as money.
Yeah, right. We'll get to money in just a minute. Actually, we're getting to money right now because we're talking about something real special called ShopAmazonSmile.com. You receive a small percentage of sales. Tell us how people can navigate that.
Well, you can go to AmazonSmile.com, and then it asks you what charity you would like to support, and you can actually find Pets for People. Click on that, and then for every purchase, it's a small percentage of that purchase, and then that comes directly back to the organization that you select. So it's a fun way to make a donation to Pets for People when you don't have to write a check or you don't have to do anything else except shop.
All righty, and it is the time of the year for that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay. So remember, Amazon Smile.
All righty. Monetary donations. We talked about Amazon Smile, talked about the no-go gala, but on a day-in, day-out basis, 24/7, 365, you can just go ahead and give money anytime you like.
We have a very secure website with a donation link, and we really would love for people to make a monthly pledge to us to donate, even if it's $5 a month. Every little bit helps us. So just go online and make a donation, or if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can just send us a check. But we need the support of the community. And, you know, John, there are so many people who are new in this community that are not aware of any of these organizations. And so we do really invite people to come out and to visit and to really see how their money is being put to use.
88 cents of every dollar. We won't dwell on this, but I want to give out some of the stats here. 88 cents of every dollar received goes to animal care, and the 990, which is a tax form, is on your website. You try to be very transparent with people. A couple of more things to take into consideration if you're trying to decide whether you want to give a donation to Pets for People. Now, in order to keep it up and running 7 days a week, 9 dedicated full-time staff, many have been with you for more than 20 years, and that says a lot, just the fact that you have that kind of longevity among so many people on your staff.
I know. It's one lady has been there longer than I have, which is 21 years. She's been there maybe 27 or 28 years. So, you know, it's a calling. It's a mission for us. And we feel very committed because we're definitely, as a nonprofit, don't make a lot of money personally from salaries. So everything that we do is for these animals.
Hours of operation, I'll take this one. Tuesday through Saturday, closed for lunch from 1 to 2 p.m. And adoptions from 10 to 5, surrender from 10 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday, except for that 1 to 2 p.m. lunch break.
Right.
Phone number again, 903-597-2471. It is the Humane Society's Pets for People at petsforpeople.org, petsfurpeople.org, just off the Kilgore Highway. And again, the phone number, 903-597-2471. A couple of things we want to touch on as we get into the last few minutes of the show. We are visiting with Gail Helms, Executive Director of the Humane Society's Pets for People. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. And we always like to take the opportunity to clear up any confusion, uncertainties, misperceptions about who's taking care of the animals in Smith County and what they're doing. Starting with the SPCA, and you do have an agreement of sorts with them, two different missions, but they're very important along with what you do. I guess you really kind of complement each other in a way.
Well, we do, and we really, I think, each have our place in the community. They are able to really help a lot of dogs and cats by having their foster program. And then for us, we have a facility where people can actually come 5 days a week and check the animals out for adoption. But, you know, it's not a competition. We all are here in this community trying to improve the lives of all of the animals. And since we are not the only facility in the market now, the animals stand a much better chance of finding a good home.
Mm-hmm. And Deborah Dobbs with the SPCA is somebody that we feature on this show on a pretty regular basis as well. So the next time we get Deborah in, she can kind of get us up to date on what's going on with that agency.
Yeah.
And they're busy folks, too. I know they have a lot of things going on. And the city of Tyler and some of the other cities within Smith County and Smith County. Since the first time you and I ever had this conversation, they've come a long way. They've really upgraded the spectrum of their care for animals that are really in need of assistance from the local governments.
Right. And, you know, it's also amazing, too. Everyone, I think, is trying, all of these agencies are going to be trying to be a no-kill facility. And to find out that there are not enough animals for adoption in the northern part of the country, that so many animals are being transported up north to find appropriate homes, we've come so far as the animal industry here in East Texas. And it's a wonderful thing. And it really provides other options for these animals so they can find homes.
Okay. And if you want more information about what the city and county are up to, as far as their role in animal welfare, it's easy just to get online with either of them, give them a call, maybe have a chat with the people that are in charge of animal welfare for Smith County, the city of Tyler, and the other communities that I believe the county has formed partnerships with for animal welfare. So it's easy to get more information on that. But today we're here mainly to talk to Gail Helms, Executive Director of the Humane Society's Pets for People. A couple of minutes left in the show, and Gail, I think I first heard the expression, if you don't like the Texas weather, wait a minute, it'll change, when I first moved here about 43 years ago to this state. But basically, we're in a cold part of the year, and it's a really appropriate time to remind people that animals need to be taken care of, and special care needs to be maintained in the summer months as well when it's really hot, but also right now when it gets cold.
Right. And my slogan is, if you're cold, they're cold. So if you've got outside animals, make sure that you've got them an appropriate doghouse or some way to keep them protected from the elements. If you've got a doghouse, keep it away, turned away from where the wind is blowing. Put hay or dry blankets in there. Feed them more. Make sure that water bowl doesn't freeze over. But it's not just for the dogs and cats. It's really everything that's outside, the horses and the cows and everything else. But primarily for us, we're concerned about the dogs and the cats. And so if they're very young, very old, if they have short hair, if at all possible, just bring them in and treat them like you would a family member.
Sure thing. Also, we want to mention that on your website, petsforpeople.org, there is a handy-dandy frequently asked questions or FAQs page. So a lot of what we have not had time to get to today, or that we didn't have time to go into in a whole lot of detail, you can probably find out just by checking those FAQs on the website. That is petsforpeople.org. As we get into the last minute of the show, I'll just go ahead and review a few things. We want to remind people about the No-Go Gala fundraiser, the Bark, Sit, and Stay No-Go Gala. That's a very special way to raise what you hope will be around $70,000 mm-hmm. between now and December 14th. You can go to petsforpeople.org and check that out. Lots of volunteer opportunities. They need supplies. You can shop AmazonSmile.com, or you can just drop a check in the mail or go online to donate money. Lots of opportunities for you in different ways. To or maybe even adopt a pet. Sure, why not? That's really so much of what you're all about. Lots of ways that you can be involved with the Humane Society's Pets for People. But we're just about out of time for the show. And Gail, once again, our guest this morning, Gail Helms from the Humane Society's Pets for People. PetsForPeople.org is the website, and don't forget to like them on Facebook. Gail, as always, I'm sorry we're out of time. We could talk all day. Great to have you with us again today.
Happy holidays, John. Come out and visit with us.
I'll do my best. Gail Helms, Humane Society's Pets for People, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.